December 17, the Kingly Preparation. John chapter 19, verses 38 to 42. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was a Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. It was not Roman custom for the bodies of executed criminals to be buried. They were left for vultures and other birds of prey. The Jewish Mishnah stated that Jewish custom was for criminals to be buried in common graves provided by the Sanhedrin. Neither would happen with Jesus. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. Joseph of Arimathea is described as a rich man in Matthew 27, verse 47, a prominent member of the council, the Sanhedrin, and one who was waiting for the kingdom of God. He could well have been amongst those John says believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith for fear. Whatever his former reservations, the crucifixion has brought him to an open place of commitment. He goes to Pilate to ask that Jesus' body, now the property of Rome, be released to him for burial. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. Pilate knew he was breaking custom in not giving Jesus' body to the Sanhedrin. This might have been another sign of his disgust with their demand for Jesus' death. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus was also a member of the Sanhedrin, who was a secret believer in Jesus. He had come to Jesus at first by night, then more courageously raised a point of law in Jesus' favour before the Sanhedrin. Now, with Joseph, he was making his faith public as they together determined to give Jesus an honourable burial. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Joseph has supplied the tomb, and it is Nicodemus who supplies the embalming spices. Myrrh and aloes were used by the Egyptians for embalming around this time. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. The body was wrapped in a number of cloths generously laced with the spices. The amount of spices was 100 times as much as Mary anointed Jesus with at Bethany from chapter 12, verse 3, and that had caused people to grumble at the extravagance. The amount used for Jesus' burial was the quantity and quality only ever reserved for a king. Nicodemus knew exactly what he was doing. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. This is Joseph's family grave, from Matthew chapter 27, verse 60. It would have consisted of a cave, hewn out of rock, with shelves in the side walls, where the body or bodies would be placed. After a burial, a large wheel-shaped stone would be rolled over the cave entrance to secure the tomb from grave robbers. When decomposition was complete, up to a year later, the bones would be collected and placed into a bone box called an ossuary. The bone box would then be kept at the back of the grave or in another secure place. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Jesus' body is laid there in some haste because the Sabbath will begin at sunset. Though John does not add the scripture as being fulfilled, Isaiah 53 verse 9 says, "He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death." And so the most traumatic day in history comes to a close. If it really is darkest just before the dawn, then this was the darkest night ever. But the darkness is about to be replaced by the greatest day in history. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming.